Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is safe after a car collided with a vehicle that was part of the president's security detail Sunday in Delaware. Biden was walking to a waiting SUV from his campaign office when a car hit a Secret Service vehicle being used to close off intersections. The car was surrounded by police following the accident, with the president and First Lady Jill Biden unharmed. It is unknown the circumstances behind the crash. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal. It'll go into next year.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. The Republican senator has been a staunch supporter of providing aid to Ukraine and Israel, said he still supports the two countries, but Biden should apply the same vigor and energy to fix a broken U.S. border. You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed this holiday season.
AAA's annual end-of-year forecast projects that a lot of Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more over the 10-day year-end holiday travel period from Saturday, December 23rd to Monday, January 1st, 2024. AAA's Ayaxa Diaz.
AAA's projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes. Chances are you're going to encounter some bad traffic.
I'm Skip Kelly.
A new study says Americans eat an extra meal each day just by snacking. Researchers at the Ohio State University studied data and found that Americans consume up to 500 calories daily from snacks alone, which is often more calories than breakfast, but with less nutritional value. This is USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In an incident overnight in Austin Entertainment District, Texas police report that one person was fatally shot. Three others were injured in an officer-involved shooting at a bar. The situation unfolded when a man attempted to enter the bar with a gun, threatening both officers and bystanders. Three officers discharged the weapons, resulting in the man's death at the scene, while three bystanders sustained injuries. Fortunately, none of the officers were harmed in the incident. The Bengals have a better chance at making the postseason after coming from behind to beat the Vikings 27-24 in overtime. Jake Browning completed 29 of his 42 pass attempts for 324 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says this was a great game to be a part of.
Players, coaches, crowd, it took everybody. And we found a way to regain the momentum in the fourth quarter. It was tough. I mean, that was as hard fought a game as I've ever been part of.
Cincinnati is now the third in the AFC North at 8-6. The musical Wonka appears to hold the golden ticket at the weekend box office, garnering over $14 million on its opening day and projected to exceed $35 million in domestic box office earnings by the weekend's end. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and the Japanese film The Boy and the Heron and the Godzilla Minus One complete the top four in overall ticket sales this weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, sometimes to get back on track, you got to realize where you came from, right? And the journey that you've been on, and where you may have made the wrong turn. Any manager, any CEO worth his weight knows how to keep, you know, keep adjusting, keep looking forward with an organization and being able to see how it's going in progressing and accomplishing its mission. And if they miss it, then and a lot of times you can see it quite easily just in terms of, you know, return on investment and the bottom line, as my old mentor used to say. You can look and see, and hey, if you're doing less than you did the previous year, you got serious problems. And you probably shouldn't be waiting for the whole year. You can probably be able to see this on a quarterly basis. You know, it's important that we be able to see if we're missing the mark and the kind of adjustments that can be made, kind of like what we were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier. And that's what good business people do, is they're able to see the error of their ways and make these adjustments. I guess this is what's so frustrating at times when you look at our current government, is that we've been off track for a long time. 70% of the country agrees we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. What's the next step? What does the right track look like? And we've been saying, you know, this entire year, we need to get back to first principles. These first principles being these founding principles that really made America great, that blessed this country. And they are, without a doubt, Judeo-Christian principles that were the foundation of this great American idea, was that light on a shining hill, which some argue today has dimmed down a bit, not totally out. And maybe that's our own ego that says it's not totally out. Maybe it is out and we don't even know it, because that light on a shining hill is a gift from God. And, you know, as some people would suggest, America, because of you know, what we have done, you know, in so many ways, and how we've been unjust, and you know, the blood of young babies on the hands of us, should God be judging us? Is he already judging us? You know, there's all sorts of discussion about that God is already judging us. I think in some cases, within the infrastructure and design of this entire universe, it judges itself, like the law of gravity. You know, I keep using that as an example. You know, we don't need to go in and talk to the Supreme Court or talk to anybody about the law. It just is. And there are many just is and just, you know, attributes of this planet that are in play here, designed by the maker himself. the divine maker, the one who created it all. All these, this infrastructure was set into motion and designed by him to produce a specific result. Like all institutions, like all designs at the end of the day. You know, you go to build a car, there's a lot of, you know, planning and, you know, engineering and everything that goes into it to make sure that when it's time for you to get behind the wheel of that car, that it does perform, it does do what it says, and you get your money's worth, right? And that's the age-old proposition that we've been dealing with. As long as you're out there producing something of value to the community and to the market at large, you will be well compensated. If you cheat and fudge and you lie about it and you don't perform, then you're in serious trouble. And here we are in, you know, a situation where our government thinks that they can pick winners and losers. And they preempt the vote of the people. I'm not just talking about elections. That's a whole nother deal. But I'm just talking about just in terms of our ability to choose what we like or what we don't like. And the government somehow thinks that they know better. Because what happens, like in anything, you know, I think the temptation is that we can be pulled out of our own lane. And by that I mean, you know, we're all designed for a specific reason and purpose. And that's the opportunity that we have here, is to figure out, okay, what are we about? You know, what is it that we're supposed to be doing? What is it that we're happiest? I don't know if you remember that movie Willow, right? The character, lead character, was there. There's one thing. There's one thing. And that one thing was the most important thing. And that was for him to do what it was that he was designed to do. But like everybody else, you know, you get confused and you think, okay, maybe I should be doing this, or maybe you get lost in the way and just think, oh gosh, I just don't know what I'm here for and what I'm about. See, but you see, and you can't figure that out without God, because he's the one that created us. But see, we think, because of contemporary conversation, and I know there's probably some people say, oh, Bill, you're talking about God, you know, why are you doing that? Well, because, see, that's the most important thing. See, and God is the one who will tell you who you are, whose you are, and why you are. Okay, it's that simple. And I'm saying this to you, I mean, I wish I was this convinced early on in my life. But after decades of experience, this is what I tell my kids, this is what I'm sharing with you. Hopefully it's an encouragement to see that we must get back to these first principles, and we must get close to God. And maybe in some cases, you know, you may think, Bill, you don't understand. And I've heard people say, Bill, you don't understand. I've messed up. Well, of course you've messed up. We've all messed up. You think you've got the exclusive corner on messing up? We've all messed up, no matter the situation and no matter how severe. Because it wasn't like God decided, you know, when he delivered a solution to his creation, it wasn't like he decided to, you know, cut the corners and say, okay, I'm going to hold back a little bit. You know, kind of like I had to get a kick, got to fill lots of filler. It's so funny. Because we're talking about, you know, the partridge in a pear tree and how much it costs, right? And that it's, this year, it's, if you're going to buy all the gifts in the pear tree for your loved one, you know, then it's increased like everything else. I mean, it's almost, 3% over, you know, the previous year. So that's, I think, plus 2.5%. And his answer, well, we'll just eliminate one of the days. We'll only do 11 days at Christmas. We'll do 12, you know, which is hysterical. You know, because just what your true love would know in a minute. They go, wait a minute, what happened to the 12th one? I got 11 here. You know, you cheated me out of the 12th. And God, like God was not going to, like God was going to cut the corner and say, okay, I'm not going to give you the full measure of your salvation. I'm going to cut the corner on you. No. And this is what, you know, just, I don't know. How do you say it? That it just brings you to your knees, and you know, because I think of my own kids, and I think, God, what kid would I put up to save you know, people that are a bunch of knuckleheads, a bunch of sinners that don't get it. And even I know that even when I sacrifice them and put them up there, you know, for their sins, that they're still not going to get it, and they're going to reject it. But God's heart and His compassion toward His creation is such, He says, I'm all in, regardless, because I am God, and He has to be true to Himself. And I think there's much to be understood about that individually as well. Stay with me. We've got more coming up.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We're just finding out that the driver who plowed into President Biden's motorcade as he left his campaign headquarters in Delaware Sunday night was charged with driving while under the influence, according to authorities. Oh, Merry Christmas. What a mess, huh? There you are. And of all people to crash into, you crash into the president's motorcade, no less. Anyway, James Cooper, 46, of Wilmington, taken into custody after his silver sedan smashed into an SUV blocking an intersection, according to Wilmington police. He was charged with inattentive driving in addition to the DUI. I don't understand inattentive driving. I mean, what was he? Was he in one of those self-propelled cars or whatever, or self-driving automobiles? I don't know. Inattentive driving. Anyway, that's the story. But of all things, you know, you can't drink and drive. And of all things, to run into a president. I mean, this guy's going to be, he'll be an urban legend for the rest of his life. They'll go, hey, yeah, this is the guy who ran into Joe Biden's motorcade. Thank God nobody was injured, but still, I don't know. Just my own twisted brain trying to find something of any kind of levity in the midst of, you know, all the serious things that are happening in our world today. You know, it's the season, and there's all kinds of, you know, Christmas traditions. You know, you've got you know, music, and you know, I don't know. I'm listening to some of these music channels, and I guess I'm more of a Renaissance man than I realized, and I've just had to kind of, because I can't find a channel that I'm really happy with that has, you know, the new singers and all the different genre singers, the rap Christmas singers and all that. It's just not. You know, it's not there for me. And it's just, again, I think part of that tradition and what I'm used to. But did you know what the best-selling Christmas song of all time is? You ready for this? Yeah, White Christmas, Bing Crosby. You're right. Bing Crosby's classic song, White Christmas. Not only the best-selling Christmas song, but the best-selling single of all time. Wow. And did you know Jingle Bells, right? Jingle Bells, this was the first song played in space. This is back in December 16th of 1965. The classic Christmas song was broadcast during NASA's Gemini 6A spaceflight. This according to Guinness World Records. And when it comes to movies, this was a bit of a surprise because I thought, no, there's no way. And I can't tell you I'm a Grinch fan. I just, but it's the highest grossing Christmas film of all time, The Grinch. We're talking, you know, John Carrey's, you know, Grinch. The 2018 computer animated film brought in in excess of half a billion dollars worldwide. The runner-up, Home Alone, was the Christmas classic from 1990. Now, I know some people might think, well, It's a Wonderful Life. And it's interesting because an old friend of mine, Jimmy Hawkins, was the baby in this. And he, boy, he does a lot. He really has protected the franchise. And, you know, he goes even to this day. And Jimmy's, you know, a little bit older. And, of course, he's been a part of Donna Reed, her legacy as well. He's honored and protected that legacy. He's just done a great job, and it served him well. But originally, It's a Wonderful Life, it was a flop, believe it or not. And it initially bombed at the box office. And it wasn't until 1974 when its copyright expired and TV networks could air it for free. Can you believe these little cheap son of a guns, you know, they didn't want to pay, you know, for it. But when it expired and then they could air it for free, well, then they started airing it. And of course, here it is. This iconic movie, A Wonderful Life, has since been cemented in to the woof and wharf and culture and part of our Christmas tradition. So that's the way that goes. And then also Natalie Wood, when she starred in the movie Miracle on 34th Street, she was 8 years old at the time, and she believed in Christmas. I mean, you've got, I don't know, what is it? The number of kids today, you know, under 10, you know, almost three-fourths, I believe, is what the answer is. Believe in Santa Claus. And at 8 years old, during the filming, I mean, you know, and Edmund Gwenn, who was the actor who played Santa Claus, right? And he looks so legitimate. I mean, he looks like the real Santa. And I mean, it looks like, even like his beard and everything is real in that, but the makeup was just so good. And so when Natalie Wood saw him, you know, on set, he always had this, you know, gray beard and looks like, and I didn't even know, even so this is a bit of new trivia knowledge for me to, you know, put into the old brain. And that is that, he was very clean shaven. In fact, she was a bit shocked, and it was strange for her to see the actor Edmund Gwenn at the after party without a beard. And, you know, and her brain's just trying to reconcile what's happening. The other thing, you know, we talked a little bit about, we mentioned Coca-Cola, but they played a big role in shaping the image of Santa. And originally when the, you know, character Santa, you know, came out and took different forms and that sort of thing. But the one that we settled on is a result of the 1931 Coca-Cola commission of the artist Haddon Sunblum to paint Santa Claus for the company's Christmas ads. This was all inspired by the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas. Of course, we know it today as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And a great campaign, and they were the ones that really started to cement in our minds what Santa Claus looks like. You know, this warm, jolly character that we all know today, with rosy cheeks, a white beard, and twinkling eyes, right? And of course, the iconic poem that was written in 1823 by Clement Clark Moore, actually called A Visit from St. Nicholas. Of course, as I mentioned, we know it today as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas because of its opening line. So, you know, just some little tidbits here that you can, you know, throw out at your holiday parties to say, hey, look, you've kind of studied, you're on top of this. And, you know, we can even talk mistletoe too, because mistletoe is a lot of fun, and how that came about. And early on, mistletoe was used for medicinal purposes. I mean, if it had come out when the hippies were around, they'd be smoking the stuff, you know, and God only knows, probably cure cancer and everything else. But back in the days, early on, it was used for medicinal purposes, and they kind of liked it. I think there was another, originally they used another leafy substance, but it kept drying out. It just couldn't last, you know, through the winter months. And, you know, here it is, the symbolism of love. And you don't want, you know, the symbol of love to be, you know, wilting on you, right? Not a good sign. But they discovered, they said, look at the mistletoe's hardy. It stays healthy, you know, during the winter months. And, you know, and that should be a good, you know, a good representation, you know, of love and what it's all about. So here it is. You know, we got the mistletoe. And the idea was supposedly, and I don't even know, have you eaten a mistletoe, Barry? I haven't. But supposedly what they would do is that, you know, you find this a damsel, not in distress necessarily. She's just in the wrong place, maybe, you know, underneath the mistletoe. So you steal a kiss from her. And supposedly, in some traditions, is you would eat one of the berries and you'd get to kiss her again until, I guess, you ate all the berries. Hopefully, you know, whatever they did, I mean, evidently it wasn't a disaster. You survived with it, because but today I don't see anybody grabbing any berries, and I don't see anybody smooching more than once under a mistletoe tree or whatever, you know. But anyway, just a little bit of fun there to you know, to put in your brain, and you can share it with everybody at these Christmas parties that you'll be attending, right? Well, look, it's so good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And by the way, our TV show is this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We will be live on YouTube and 100 other podcast channels all around the world. And we're going to talk about this, you know, trivia, and, you know, from music to, you know, movies, you know, the Partridge in a Pear Tree, the shape of a candy cane and wine, and we're going to be having a lot of fun this afternoon. So join
us. Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed.
AAA's Ayaxa Diaz.
AAA's projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes.
Researchers at The Ohio State University studied data from over 20,000 individuals and found that Americans consume up to 500 calories daily from snacks alone, which is often more calories than breakfast, but with less nutritional value. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Happy Monday to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Daniel Miola is going to be joining us in just a moment, talking about his book, Life-Giving Wounds, A Catholic Guide to Healing for Adult Children of Divorce or Separation. He and his wife are co-founders of Life-Giving Wounds, a Catholic nonprofit apostolate dedicated to the healing of adult children of divorce or separation. Life-Giving Wounds offers a path to recovery for adult children of divorce and separation, and a thorough reference for those who love and care for them. Dr. Miola joins us now. Dr. Miola, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, why the book?
Well, I think in general we greatly underestimate the deep and devastating effects of parental divorce on the children that affect their whole lives, really, but especially into young adulthood and adulthood. And in this country, I just think that we need to ignite the conversation about the depth of the wounds, but then also offer them healing. But you only get the healing if you're radically honest about the pain and suffering that they face.
Well, the fact of the matter is divorce has become so prevalent. I mean, over 50% of the marriages, right? I mean, I've heard these numbers, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's still fair to say that over 50% of the marriages end up in divorce. And, you know, and you just go down within 5 years, you know, that sort of thing. It's rare that it's after, you know, 10, 15, but they're still happening. And I got to imagine, you know, depending on how far down the road and the kids that are involved, these wounds have a devastating effect.
Yeah, that's right. To your point, I do believe divorce and just relational brokenness in general has been normalized in this country. And once it's normalized, it's no longer even considered a wound. The divorce numbers have been dropping, but just to offer a startling statistic to your audience, it's now for the first time in the U.S. history since 2018 that we'll have more than 50% of children no longer raised by both of their parents, the biological parents, until the age of 18 continuously. So while the divorce rate has dropped, those getting married has also dropped. We're at a record low of 30% for young adults. So there's a lot more cohabitation and cohabitation dissolution as well. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's been normalized because of the vast numbers.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, what I focus on is how many kids are out there that are not being raised by both parents. It's both parents that created them. And I've observed this over my years, Daniel, that, you know, there's aspects of that child that are very, you know, very normal to the one parent. The other parent, you know, it could be the husband who says, well, I understand what Johnny's going through. You know, that's who I am. I get that. And meanwhile, the wife doesn't understand and she's beside herself. And it's the child who is kind of, you know, if he's only dealing with one parent that doesn't relate with the characteristic that came from the father, and it's only the mother doing that, that's an uphill battle for this kid.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great example of feeling torn between two parents, which is a common phrase of how many children divorce feel. So, yeah, one parent doesn't understand characteristics of you that you share with other parents. And I might just add, too, those characteristics that you share with other parents all of a sudden become kind of scary for the children that you have to tone down because you're like, okay, will I be rejected because of this?
Yes.
So you have to feel like you have to be two different people by your parents, tone down the characteristics of the parent who's not there. And so there's this deep sense of what we call an emotional homelessness that happens after parental divorce. Not feeling like you belong in either world, one of the reasons of which is what you just described.
Well, and the thing, you know, you talk about life-giving wounds that are the result of words. You know, we're so casual and not understanding as, you know, made in the image of God and understanding that God, you know, brought into the world, you know, by what he said, the power of his word. And we have life and death in our tongue, the Bible tells us. And, you know, hurt people hurt people. You know, you got a situation where you've got divorce happening. So now you got two adults that are hurt. And, I mean, I think you're asking for an unrealistic level of maturity to think that, you know, most parents are going to be careful of what they say to the child and not to, you know, cut deeper. You know, oh, well, you are your mother's son or, you know, which is not, you know, an encouraging and uplifting reference whatsoever. The kid gets it that he's being maligned because the attributes that he's demonstrating at that moment might reflect his, you know, attributes that are influenced by his mother, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's all sorts of insults and bad arguments and triangulation that occurs before, during, and after parental divorce that the kid has to navigate. And, yeah, some of that is, unfortunately, insults leveled at a spouse but reverberate back on – or an ex-spouse, but reverberate back on the child, which I just want to point out to the audience that this is one of the key differences that, you know, when parents split, they can kind of move on, but the child's always the fruit of both parents. And
yes.
So he's going to be taking his identity from both. He cares about both. He loves both. And so parents have to recognize, like, as the fruit of this identity, like, this relationship to his parent matters. It matters greatly. There's a loss. There's a wound. And what I say about the other parent reverberates back on the child as well.
Yeah, exactly. And here we are. I mean, you would hope that homes would not be a combat zone, but they've become such. And as you said, Daniel, when we first started, we've just become so casual about it. you know, so casual about life that, you know, life emanates from God. And so when we are doing things that are God-like, we're promoting life. And it's, I got to imagine with your experience, you and your wife and your ministry and talking with, you know, families and these kids that are wounded. And they're carrying these wounds with them, and God forbid, I mean, they carry it into their own relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. Unfortunately, it's one of the long legacies of parental divorce is the children have 40 to 200% more likelihood to divorce themselves. But, you know, statistics are not destiny, right? We can get healing, and we can break this relational brokenness and relational cycle. But this is something parents have to remember. If there are parents listening to the show contemplating divorce, please, if at all possible, reconcile. Please work on your marriage. I mean, this deeply affects your children. You know, it's good for you as well as your children, but maybe initially just keep the children in mind, please, to be the motivator to reconcile.
You know, Daniel, I can tell you what I have observed is people who get divorced end up marrying their ex. And I don't mean that they marry they go back and marry their ex all over again. They marry somebody who has the attributes of their ex. They don't see it. I think it's quite ironic, because there is that reason that you came together with that individual was to be fulfilled and to be that completer of who you are. And so that's there. You know, that is going to stay with you. Have you found that to be the case yourself?
You know, that's very interesting. I haven't looked into the statistics on this, but it rings true with experience, because if you don't find healing, if you're an adult who's struggling in a relationship, if you don't actually find healing, but you just end the divorce and move on to the next relationship, you're likely to repeat the same patterns. Mm-hmm. And this is something I know with my work with the children, because they do more work with the children who are now adults, that maybe they've fallen into unhealthy patterns in their dysfunctional home growing up. Well, they can repeat that in their relationships because that's what's most comfortable to them. So one of the things we try to do with healing, like, okay, what were the survival strategies you needed growing up, and how can we put that aside and live in a healthier way in your own relationship to break that cycle of relational brokenness?
Wow. Well, I want to get into more detail with that and to help our audience, because I'm sure there are people there are, you know, children of divorce who are carrying these wounds, and that's not what God wants for you. So we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Daniel Miola. On the other side, we're talking about his new book, Life-Giving Wounds, A Catholic Guide to Healing for Adult Children of Divorce or Separation. Stay with us. We've got more after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Christmas only thing. Well, ho ho hats always stay in style.
A little Christmas music, why not? Oh, we always love Christmas music. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Miola. He's the author of the book, He and His Wife, Life-Giving Wounds, A Catholic Guide to Healing for Adult Children of Divorce or Separation. No matter how normal divorce and family breakdown become, I mean, after all, you've got over 50% of marriages about ending up in divorce, and you know, and you heard the statistics that Daniel shared with us, how many children are, you know, operating. I mean, they're just, you know, they're being raised by one parent, and you know, that's not God's design. God's design was that both parents would be involved because it's necessary. It's necessary for lots of reasons, but what happens when these family breakdowns occur, they always inflict profound wounds on families, not only the parents, but the children, whether young or grown. And this big lie, I mean, gosh, I remember in the 60s and 70s, the big lie was, well, you're probably better off, you know, getting divorced because it's better for the kids, right? Daniel, isn't that what they used to say?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's still around that, oh, if the parents are happy, the kids are happy. And that's a non sequitur that does not necessarily follow at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it really is the responsibility of the parents to, you know, to make it work, you know, to get through it. I mean, I understand that, you know, again, if God is not in the center of your life to hold this together and you're not following, you know, the prescription is kind of like, you know, when the kids were growing up and they would see that their mother and I were in conflict, you know, in all their wisdom, they say, why don't you just do what the Bible says, right? And I'll never forget that. That, wow, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, kid, right?
Like, yeah. It is self-sacrifice. It's sometimes sacrificing your happiness for the good of what God calls you to do. And that means forgiveness, the hard work of forgiveness and the hard work of reconciliation, etc.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a piece of cake. I mean, it's tough.
No.
You get two humanoids with different ideas about how things can go, and as you get through the journey of life and each progression, and especially when kids are involved, boy, it takes a lot. And this whole idea of happiness is so temporal. Anyway, for the sake of whatever you perceive to that will make you happy at that moment, and that's because when you forego the eternal and what it's all about, you know, this is the thing, you know, Daniel, I just think that we need to have a wake-up call for our society and for families to understand how important the family unit is. You know, we've taken it for granted. We've bought into this, you know, progressive, modernistic idea that it's going to be okay. Our kids are okay. They're going to be better, and the results are quite clear. We're not better, and the kids aren't better. So we got to stop doing this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to rediscover a biblical vision of marriage as a lifelong union between a man and a woman, ordered towards love as total self-gift, and continue to deepen that love and communion with our children. And when that doesn't happen, one of the most horrifying and haunting images I've heard an adult child divorce describe what parental divorce does to him is that he says, like a nuclear bomb going off in my soul, where it splits my existence into two and leaves me with a lifetime of emotional fallout. That's how he described his parental divorce. How it affects him. It splits his existence into two, leaving him with a lifetime emotional fallout. And I just want to say here, that's why we focus on young adults and adults, because when we're growing up, we're in survival mode when all this chaos is going on. And it's not often until we're out of the home, we're out living on our own, that we have the space and freedom to reflect on what just happened.
Yeah.
just happened from all this fallout?
Yes, exactly.
Go ahead. So I just want to say the first step of the healing process, we always encourage other people is listen to the stories. You know, give yourself permission to grieve, to be affected. And we try to advocate for the pain and just say the first step is to grieve, but to grieve with hope, right? There is a poorer version of grieving, which is the victim mentality, which says, you know, woe is me, nothing can change about my situation. Well, no, we got to acknowledge the wound, but have hope that healing is possible. So we always say that's the first step.
Well, and I love the idea of hope. You know, this is one of the important aspects of, of the Advent season is God is our hope, right? And he shows us time and again. Share some more stories, if you would, with us, Daniel, of what these young adults are saying and how they've been able to triumph.
Yeah, I mean, what's beautiful is, and again, I encourage listeners to get our book, is we've sort of identified seven core wounds and then seven life-giving remedies. And so what I have seen is, for people healing, is one, grieving in a good way, grieving in a healthy, whole way, recovering their faith. Recovering their faith is essential to healing. I don't think you can do this work apart from Jesus Christ, or you can, but you can only get so far, especially when you ask, where was God with the meaning to life? So I've seen people come back to their faith through our work. I've seen them deepen their understanding of identity, because their identity can be affected, to just really understand themselves more as God's beloved, as his children, than being defined by the chaos and dysfunction, abandonment maybe that they experienced in their home. I've seen the triumph of really beautiful marriages. I think one of the beautiful things is when adult children divorced do get healing and they're really intentional, is they become fiercely committed to their spouse.
Exactly.
But that commitment's in a vision of marriage that sees marriage as a lifelong union between a man and a woman. And I can keep going.
This is what our audience needs to hear, because you know, like you said, when the people were healed in the Bible, they didn't go to somebody. They went to Jesus. Jesus was the source of healing, which then he passed on to the apostles and the rest of us, and the Holy Spirit operating in us. So we've got to bring God in the center of this wound. because he is the balm of Gilead that can open this up and heal us in a way. But understanding and going into this, you know, as you said, you know, God is our hope. He is the one that we, you know, that we can count on, in a time and again, as we've gotten to know God. And my prayer is that we would continue to move in that direction to know God even more. And you know, for those who have experienced God and have been healed, they understand what I'm talking about and what I'm trying to express. And hopefully it lands appropriately in the hearts of those who are wounded, and to encourage them to realize that, hey, look at, I mean, this is why God sent his son. You know, otherwise, you know, if we didn't need the healing and we weren't, you know, this messed up, I mean, why would God expend the life of his son for something that wasn't going to serve his purpose, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Christ this is why he came to earth, to transform the suffering, to transform it into the resurrection, to grieve, to suffer with us, but to transform it mm-hmm. ultimately into love of neighbor and love of God and love of him. And that perspective right there, that redemptive suffering, which is unique to Christianity, that right there is the key to healing. It's a different way to approach suffering, even if the suffering remains, because there's certain aspects of the suffering that we can't get out of, because it involves decisions by others, right? We can't control our parents and how they react to us and the decisions that they make. Sure, we can propose truth, we can do things like that, but their decisions are their own, right? And so suffering can remain. And so how do we respond to that with Christ, with that ongoing suffering, is to transform it into love in our lives and the lives of others. And I would say that's probably the greatest thing we've seen in our ministry, is these incredible wounds. I'm talking really deep wounds, everything from abuse to suicide attempts to addictions to whatever. And to transform all of that into love of self, love of other, love of God, has been the biggest miracles that I get to see through my work all the time. And that can be yours. That can be your healing to have hope for that. You know, Christ offers that to everybody. So I just want to say that's probably the biggest key and indicator for the people that we accompany in our ministry. So that recovery of faith is crucial.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome, Daniel, because Jesus came to set the captives free. We don't even realize how we're held captive. And these wounds, you know, captivate us, and they deprive us of the liberty. You know, this is, you know, key. For many years, I was an adjunct professor at a college in Southern California. And I would teach these kids about what I thought was, you know, the highest calling that God had for us, until one day, as I'm doing the presentation, the Holy Spirit just downloaded the concept of liberty into my spirit. Because, you know, I talked about it in terms of, you know, going out there and being a productive individual in business, and to, you know, the fact that less than 10% of the labor force, and this was according to a U.S. labor study, were fulfilled in what they did. And I should think, okay, well, this side of heaven, that was the best thing you could hope for, until one day in the middle of this presentation. I mean, I've given this presentation, you know, many times, and it was like the Holy Spirit said, no, we're time to, you know, we're going to add this up a little bit. And the ultimate gift that God gives us isn't fulfillment, it's liberty. You know, to be all that he's created us to be and to have that freedom. I mean, what's that like? You know? And it was amazing, you know, just to see how the kids responded. And I told them, I said, this is fresh. This isn't just me. I'm just telling you. I just, you know, this is straight from the throne room of God. I want you to know. And I think that's our, you know, the beautiful ultimate calling that God gives us in Jesus Christ is for us to be truly free. Dr. Miola, thank you so much for being with us. The book will be linked on our website.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.